Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 3, 1858, a rather intriguing bill was read for the second time in the House of Assembly. It was a bill to authorize the manufacture of cigars in bond. To manufacture in bond means that all duties with respect to the raw materials used in the manufacture of the product are waived. So the government at the time was trying to ensure that that economic activity, that is, the production of cigars, would keep going. The reason offered up in the discussion was that about 60 or 70 city dwellers were employed in that sector, and it was felt by some in authority that they would not be able to find other work if they were not rolling cigars, especially since they were not agricultural laborers. Much like today, only one company then actually produced the cigars in the island, and the bill had been introduced to the House on its behalf by Mr. Gill. The bill required, quote, the return into the bonded warehouse of a quantity of cigars equal in weight to the tobacco taken out of bond, unquote. The motion was seconded by Mr. Elder. When the bill went to committee, there was an objection raised by a member to a clause in the proposed legislation which would have authorized the use of common tobacco in producing the cigarette and then allowing it to be passed off to the consumer as being of the highest quality. That member, a Mr. Lyell, said that he would support the sale of that product to another island, but not in Barbados. The Solicitor General, who was present, argued against the idea of trying to foist what may be deemed inferior product on another market, and said that it should be up to the buyer in Barbados to judge the quality for himself. Furthermore, in his view, some consumers might prefer the local product as opposed to another more expensive brand, if only because it would be more affordable. Mr. Lyell proposed an amendment to the bill, but it was voted down. The bill was passed in committee, read a third time, and was passed by the House.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.